Hey, some of that great information comes from this man, Larry Weber, author, naturalist, and all-around great guy, and our host for Backyard Almanac, right here on Fridays on Northland Morning. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, and I hope you're enjoying this little cold snap that we've been having.
No, Larry, not at all, but thanks for asking.
We had 5 below here, and it was very invigorating to get out and take a walk. And though the forecasters were saying clouds are going to be moving in, at this point they were just kind of thin clouds. And so there was terrific views of Jupiter. You know, we've had the planet alignment going on lately, and you're an early riser, so maybe you can see it. But it's really not that hard to see. I was a little too early. Venus is still rising, so I was a little bit too early to see all of them. But I have found that somewhere around between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, getting out in the morning, and that's not that terribly early, you can see Jupiter. Jupiter now is to the west of the zenith, and then coming down, going to the left of there, is Mars, a little to the left of the zenith, a little bit to the east of it. Going down a little lower is Saturn. Venus is very low, and even lower than Mercury. I find Mercury is the hardest to see because it's so close to the horizon. But its planetary alignment is going on right now, and it will continue to go on for the next couple of weeks. And it's just kind of a cool time to get out without any use of binoculars or telescopes and to be able to see these. Now, we are also getting the moon in the waning crescent phase right now, and that's the moon we're seeing. We're approaching the new moon in a couple of days. But, yeah, very interesting thing to take a look at. And while we're at it, I'll talk a little bit about our sunrise and sunsets. We are having days get rapidly longer, and this is the 5th of February. By the 8th of February, just a couple of days from now, we already will be up to 10 hours of daylight. By the 18th, 10 and a half, and by the end of the month, 11 hours of daylight, very rapidly. You know, this is a short month, but boy, it really shows getting daylight longer very fast. And so that's some of the interesting things of the astronomical side. Another thing I find interesting is the sunset right now is about an hour later than it was in December, a month and a half ago, or close to 2 months ago. And now we're really having a whole hour later, so it really shows up in the evening. We ended the wonderful month of January. We ended with a couple of warm days, and that brought the average temperature for the month up to 12.8 as compared to 10.2 for the normal. So about 2.5 degrees above normal, so yes, warmer than normal. We did get below zero several times, including a couple of times of more than 20 below, but overall above normal in temperature. And we have above normal in precipitation. That's 2 months in a row, December and January, both above normal precipitation, and yet they were still below normal in snowfall. So it means that we had a wetter snow, which means, of course, the temperature was a little bit warmer. This is the first week of February, and I always see the first week of February as being like halftime in the winter, and the winter will proceed now with the second half. And when I was teaching, I always told my students, you know, if you play a sport that has two different halves, the first half and the second half are often quite different. And that way it is with winter. We frequently will get more snow in the second half, often getting colder in the second half than the first half. And remains to be seen. We'll see as we go. The forecast for the weekend is going to be mild, but then next week we're getting cold again. Other things of note, I've getting plenty of action at the bird feeder. The biggest action, of course, comes from the red poles. I have a flock that seems to vary between about 70 and 100. They come by every day, and you can't believe little critters like they are could eat as much as they do, but boy, it seems like I have to fill the feeders constantly with them. The chickadees, the nuthatches, the woodpeckers continue to come by, and even a few blue jays have been hanging around. But I think when it gets to this time of February, the kind of bird we often look for are the owls. February is owl month in several ways. We have some wintering owls that tend to show up this month, and most namely is the great gray owl. but frequently we'll have hawk owls, both of which come down from Canada. This is also the time in which some of our resident owls, the barred owls and the great horned owls, will be doing some calling. And I've had many cases where I've heard the tiny paulette owl calling in February as well. And if that's not enough, if you get a chance to get down and take a look in the area around the lake, you may see the snowy owl. So I find February is a good time to be seeing some owls. It's also a time that we might be noticing other movement from the mammals. I've mentioned before about how the squirrels take on a different, what I call pre-mating behavior. And it seems like to me that the snowshoe hare are doing the same thing. This is really remarkable. On February 3, that was just 2 days ago on Wednesday, I was out doing some cross-country skiing, and I noted a number of tracks. We had gotten some new snow, and so I noted a number of tracks that I was seeing. But they were mostly squirrel and deer, and I saw one set of snowshoe hare tracks, and that was it. And then yesterday, February 4, I was out on the same trail, and it was just filled, a plethora of snowshoe hare tracks. So I think we're starting to see the snowshoe hares with a pre-mating behavior as well. This is also interesting because the night in between those was a night that dipped down to below zero, but it didn't seem to faze them. They were out and moving around a great deal anyway. And then yesterday, I saw another sign of the season with the squirrels, and that was when it gets into late winter, the squirrels will, if you ever watch the gray squirrels, they seem to spend all the time at the bird feeder, but there are plenty other things that they get for their food, and I have noticed in my skiing that they've been digging into their caches that they've made of mostly acorns. Back in the fall, they've been digging into those for their winter food as well. Well, then yesterday, I saw some sugar maple trees that had been chewed upon them by them. And I find this is a thing that the gray squirrels do late in the season as well. They seem to be kind of hungry, so they go to the sugar maple trees, and they chew through the outer bark, getting into the inner bark, and sometimes the whole tree will have several bare branches on it. And so we'll see what that has to offer for the rest. Also, this is the time in February when we start noticing some things about trees. If you do some driving around, you may notice how willow trees, weeping willow, are great examples. The branches take on kind of a yellowish-orange color, as well as some of the wild willows. I found in some of the smaller willows that are in the swamps, they're a little bit more red. And then, of course, there's the red osier dogwood. All these are going to continue to take on color as we go through this wonderful month. So, yes, Lisa, keep your eyes open. There is plenty to see. One thing that will probably not happen in February is what did happen in Wisconsin this week, and that is a major snowstorm. We do not get very many at all in February. Our dry month, we usually do not get them. But Mother Nature, that's last. So we'll see what happens. So take care.
All right. Thank you much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.